You're listening to Jason Hendrick, The Hungry Man, and the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590 AM.
The 805.
Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's live in the 805. Now, back to your hosts, Tom and Sandy.
If you're just joining us, we are Tom and Sandy's 805 on News Talk 1590. I'm Sandy here with Tom, and we bring your 805 to life. Don't forget, check out 805favorites.com.
And another one of our favorites, actually, he called me yesterday, and he said, I want you to do this for me. And it's Anacapa Pest Control, or Termite and Pest Control. They're giving away free inspections through our show. So if you have anything going on at the house, you want to get it checked out, what are you laughing at? Do not laugh at me.
I didn't
introduce you yet. You can't talk. Remember, that's the rule. That's the one stinking rule we have.
But I'm not sure if I should be offended that this sponsorship is right before my segment.
Yeah, you're becoming a pest. Okay, so I'm going to get a free inspection on you. But now I lost my track of mind. Anacapa Pest
track
Control.
Track of mind? How old are you?
Anacapa, be quiet. Termite Pest Control is giving away free inspections. Give them a call, 644-8400. Just say Tom and Sandy, and they'll come out to your house and give you a free inspection. Sandy did it and found that rat infestation. Okay, now you can talk. Jason Hendricks with Everybody's Hungry.
Thank you, Anacapa Termite Pest Control.
Yeah.
Today's Hungry Man segment is brought to you by our friends at Food Forward in Ventura County. Food Forward is a gleaning and produce recovery organization benefiting our local food banks, and it's sustained by volunteers looking to make a difference in the fight against hunger. They have two picks coming up on the 21st and the 23rd they still need help with, so go to foodforward.org/events to get involved.
I just have one comment before Jason gets started.
Okay.
Did you notice that on his shirt he's got a cow, on top of the cow is a pig, then on top of the pig is a lamb, and then after that is a chicken.
Why?
Sandwich. I picked this shirt up at the L.A. Bacon Festival last weekend.
Did you get it on sale?
Why does it look a little small? Just pure tastiness. Today, though, I want to talk about cheesy goodness.
Yum.
And meltiness.
I can't have that.
She can't have anything, so don't pay attention to her. Sorry. I can. I love cheese.
I thought we were in good shape, Tom, earlier when our headphones didn't work. This segment was going to be all us.
Yeah, just me and you talking about cheese.
Yeah, exactly. But we are talking about Custom Melt in Moore Park, California. They're at 6593 Collins Drive, right there next to Moore Park College. And I went over there yesterday, had a great talk with Phil and Thomas, the owners. And I was amazed at the tastiness, and I know most people are going to think melty grilled cheese variation sandwiches are not necessarily supposed to be a regimen diet, especially for Sandy with her gluten-free and lactose-free air-free.
Get off of her. She doesn't eat anything anymore.
But the sandwiches there
She's
are
amazing. She's a dud.
Yeah. The sandwiches there are amazing. I had a really great, again, conversation with the owners, but I had a great sandwich. They had a meatloaf.
Yeah.
It's new on the menu.
Okay.
Meatloaf melt. It has this tomato marmalade kind of stuff on top that gives it a tanginess. There's a sweet earthiness, and it's on beautifully toasted bread. The sandwiches are all toasted with a very light coating of clarified butter. So it's not saturated and heavy. It's not dripping. They're very tasty, crisp sandwiches.
Okay, so Tom, remember we went there, and they have Ennegren
beer
in there.
Yeah, they do. Beer on tap.
Yeah, they've got a great partnership with Ennegren Brewing just down the street from them. They just recently did a Super Bowl party where they had some kind of unique and one-off items they did just for that event.
Mm-hmm.
They had some braised hot dogs and some of the Ennegren beer
and
some specialty items they offered for that. And they're going to be doing some more events coming up with Ennegren because, again, it's a local brewery. They support local.
Mm-hmm.
They're sourcing locally wherever possible as well. They have Wildflower Bakery out of Agora they're using for all their breads.
Mm-hmm.
So they're fresh breads. They're high quality. And they're really trying to be involved with that community aspect as well.
I was really impressed with all of the different ingredients they put in their grilled cheese.
Oh, yeah. They've got a lot on there.
You've got a lot
of choices when you're there.
And, Tom, I did note one of them that's for you, the Smoky Blue.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, one of their one of the most unique of three sandwiches that I thought were high on the list. Smoky Blue has slow-roasted brisket, caramelized onions, gorgonzola, walnuts, Kalamata olives, and smoked cheese on ciabatta.
Nice.
Right up your alley, my friend.
Boy, that is right up my alley.
One of the
other, a cold beer?
Cold
I'm
beer.
There, man. I wish I could go today.
They've got a little over 20 sandwiches. Again, the ingredients are always fresh. They've got a nice kind of glass countertop that allows you, to, as a guest, to see the ingredients in front of you. They're preparing your sandwiches fresh. They're doing almost everything in-house in terms of their, you know, except for ketchup and mustard, but their sauces, their sautés, or even smoking their own turkeys for a couple of the sandwiches. Mm-hmm. So they get a half a turkey, they're smoking it on site, they're pulling it down. Phil and Thomas have been friends for over 20 years throughout the food service industry. They're actually looking to do some beverage consulting and open a beverage consulting business when they stumbled across the space that Custom Melt is in. I guess their broker kept giving them a, you know, a hard time, like, hey, you know, let's check out these spaces. And they're always closed restaurants. Yeah. They wanted more of a warehouse. And they finally said, you know what? It's a good space. What can we put into it? And now we have Custom Melt.
You know, one thing I found out about Custom Melt when I was there and we were there, Sandy, is you could easily go in there, not to bring their sales down in half, but they're big sandwiches. Kids are right up the street there, and you could go in there and split a sandwich and maybe a little side something, and you're full.
Most definitely. And that, I don't think you're going to cut down their sales at all, because the other piece of it, again, is a nice sandwich, but going back to that homemade ingredients and items aspect, they're doing their own homemade potato chips with this beautiful velvety cheese sauce that mm-hmm. they've been. They start with an American cheese base. They fold in Gruyere and Havarti, so it's white and creamy and rich and sweet. Phil kept coming over asking me if I wanted some more chips. I'm like, no, man, I had enough.
No, I know.
Good. I had a whole sandwich and a whole basket of chips with cheese. It was amazing, though. I felt.
Did you eat the whole sandwich?
I ate the whole sandwich. And to be honest.
See, that's ridiculous.
Well, to be honest, I had half a sandwich after that as well, because we were able to sample.
What is your metabolism? Must be unbelievable. I mean, you don't have an ounce of fat on you.
We're working
if
on
I
it.
Look at the sandwich, I gain a pound.
Well, the half a sandwich I took home with me, I took a whole sandwich, but I ate half and gave half to the wife. It was the PB&B. And
I was going to ask you about that one right now, because in a perfect world, if I was to go order a sandwich, that's the one I would get.
And why is that? Which aspect, which ingredient, before I get into all of them?
Okay, well, let's talk peanut butter and bacon.
Got it. I love both of those things.
So that's the PB and B. The other B that's in there is boysenberry jam, or boysenberry preserves, excuse me. And then they throw a slice of cheddar cheese on it before they melt it down. So there's a richness, a creaminess. You get salty, sweet. There's texture in there.
And a lot of calories.
You know,
if you're on a diet, that's not what you're
going to do. I don't think the guys are expecting people to come in every day, but they do enjoy their regular customers. It was nice and busy when I went in.
Good.
Again, the sandwiches, they've got a lot of uniqueness. The sandwiches are rotating a little bit because they're always trying to come up with something either better or improved. So they're looking at the sandwiches and they're saying, what can we do better? How can we get it fresher? They're sponsoring local sporting teams in the area. They have a nice partnership with a nursing program at Moore Park College, again, trying to be back involved with the community as well. And one cool thing coming up, they're actually going to be opening another restaurant.
Really?
They
good
are.
For them.
Yeah,
where are they going?
Awesome.
They're going three doors down in the same complex. They're opening a pizza shop.
Love pizza.
Yeah, so we're going to work on getting them back in to talk about
the very
pizza.
Cool. Well, good for them.
One of the things you left out that I love is the fact that inside this restaurant, it's real cozy. Mm-hmm. It has a good feel to
it. Yeah,
it
does have
it.
A good vibe to it. It is. It's good for if you were a college kid or even an old
sure. There was actually a couple
like
students
me.
In there studying and working. You know, you can tell they had their paperwork out and their laptops out. There's a couple families in there. And when you look at the environment, again, it's warm, it's cozy, it's rich woods around the base, and then across the top around the ceiling, they've painted this gooey cheddar cheese coming down.
Yes.
So that's what it is.
Cool.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
so
that was very cool.
You get this feel that the cheese is coming down to merge with the bread.
This is just a big old cheese fest.
It's awesome. I think everyone should get in there and check it out and enjoy those sandwiches. It's worth a try.
Hey, so are we going to give our listeners an opportunity to try this ooey gooey sandwiches?
We are, and I think they're going to eat your share.
Aw.
Unfortunately. But they've been generous and supplied a $25 gift certificate. They do want to get a local listener in there, try out the sandwiches. They have soups and salads as well, mm-hmm. and they've got cookies and some interesting desserts on the menu board.
Awesome.
Outstanding. $25, you can get a lot. Yeah, you can get some food there. Yeah.
All right, so pick a number, Jason.
Wait a minute. Well, that's my job.
I
was
going
to say I
want
to toss
Tom.
It back to Tom because he loves the
numbers. No, forget
game.
It now. I'm not going
to
do it.
No, I will not let you pout today, sir. You picked the number for Custom Melt. Custom Melt, $25 gift certificate going to number
15. I did it.
You guys are
Jason,
so much fun in the morning.
Just real quick, give out your information of your website, your blog.
Everybody's Hungry, again, is a food-focused educational and fundraising group that benefits our local food banks. You can find more about us at www.everybodyshungry.org, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Get on there. If you have any desire to help fight against hunger and to really help in your community, go to our Facebook page, click like, follow us on Twitter. We have some good events, good partnerships with Food Share Ventura County, Food Forward, So we're really out there trying to share the passion of food, educate about food, and raise the awareness for the hungry in our communities.
And you do a lot for the community.
He does a great job of it.
All right, well, we're going to go on a short break and pay some more bills because we do have a lot of bills. You're listening to 805 with Tom and Sandy on News Talk 1590.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.